Sting Esselstyn? What is this?
Anthony joined Dr. Esselstyn's study. Along with the other patients, he was put on a plant-based diet and cholesterol-lowering medication. Their health was carefully monitored over the following years.
This happens to be a 54-year-old security guard where, when we first saw him, this is the right coronary artery, and where that arrow is was defined in our coronary angiography core laboratory as a 30% blockage, and then several years later, you can see the blockage has disappeared. In the 12 years on the study, which made it the longest of its type in the medical literature, we found that 17 of the 18 had no further coronary events.
That is fantastic news. That is a clip from Plan Eat. It is yours. We'll send this to you with our thanks and our appreciation for a $100 donation to WBAI by calling 516-620-3602. In that clip, you heard Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn talking about the amazing success. And you actually do. You get to actually see it right there. You see the evidence of the work that he has done with these patients who have changed their diet and completely reversed heart disease. It is actually a wonderful gift. If you know of someone in your family who you are concerned about their health, you're concerned about the way they eat, the way they consume, and you're concerned about their heart, this is an incredible documentary to give them because it's positive, it's uplifting, it's hopeful, and also there are some great recipes and some great resources within the DVD that you can use to help get your loved one on a path to a much better health path. The number to call is 516-620-3602. Don't have much time left, and I need to raise at least $1,000 in the next few moments. That's just 10 of you calling up and pledging your support and getting Plan Eat. Again, this is a documentary that Sir Paul McCartney has really had a lot of praise for. It is available to you. It has just come from the UK. It is brand new. It features Dr. T. Colin Campbell of the China Study, Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, a renowned heart disease, a heart surgeon, Professor Gideon Eshel, who talks about the environmental impacts of what we eat, how we eat, and what it's doing to the environment. It is yours for a $100 contribution by calling 516-620-3602. All I need are 10 people in the next few minutes to pledge at the $100 level. Or if I can get maybe 3 people calling us up at the dollar a day level, if you can pledge a dollar a day, $365 is what it is for the organic food pack. In the pack, you get a mountain of documentaries. You get so much information that will inspire you, that will have your, you know, the curiosities that you have around so many different issues are addressed in this pack because you get Plan Eat, the documentary that we've been playing clips from that will inspire you. You get American Empire talking about not only the issue of a few greedy corporations who are trying to control our food resources, but what the big food industry is doing and what you can do about it. It also talks about everything from the Federal Reserve to using the military for corporate gain, all of these things. It is absolutely fantastic documentary, but it does focus a lot on our food safety. I have to tell you that we need your support now more than ever because those voices that you rely on could very well be gone very soon if we do not raise a considerable amount of money in the next few days. And dare I say, this hour we need to raise as much as possible. So please do give deep, give as much as you can. 516-620-3602. I am going to wrap it up because I know we're out of time. I want to thank Tony Ryan so very much for being on the boards with me today. And I want to thank you all for calling. Keep those calls coming in, 516-620-3602. And stay tuned for more Fund Drive programming coming your way right here on WBAI.
And the clock on the wall says that it is just about 7 o'clock. You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM. And that means I think it's time for another exciting edition of Off the Hook.
But if they could, they would.
Yes, indeed. As my Dutch Uncle Hank right there said, it's camping season again in this neck of the woods, and the OHM Hacker Camp is approaching. Rapti Firefly here with you on this edition of Off the Hook, and I'm joined in the studio by Mike.
Hi.
And Alex.
Good evening.
And on the phone, we should have Bernie S. Bernie, are you there?
From Pennsylvania.
Ah, there you are. And we should also have Kyle and Emmanuel.
Yes, I'm here. I'm stuck in an airport, actually. I can't tell you how annoying that is.
Hi there.
So, Emmanuel, are you going to be stuck in the airport for, like, a period of hours or weeks, like Edward Snowden?
Well, I guess that's up to the powers in charge, how long I stay here.
Which airport?
Oh, I'm not thinking about that information.
But it's not Moscow, or you can't say even that.
Suffice to say, we're on our way to... Did you introduce Kyle, by the way? I don't think I heard his name mentioned.
Yes, indeed, yeah, but I'll reintroduce him again.
I can barely hear anything. It's been too confusing.
I'm still joined by Kyle. Oh, hello.
To pre-Ulm stuff. So, basically, the conference begins on the 31st, and we're heading over a little bit early. And unfortunately, the show happens to be exactly when we're in the security line to get on our flight. So in actuality, this might be a radio first. We might wind up going through security on the air.
Okay, speaking of the air, though, you're getting some terrible feedback from your end. I don't know if you can do anything about it.
Terrible feedback?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Is it a little better now?
It's much better now.
So, Emmanuel, will we hear you put your cell phone in the security basket, and will all the readers be X-rayed? Will all the listeners be X-rayed tonight?
No, Bernie, you will not hear me put my cell phone in the basket because it's Kyle's cell phone.
Oh.
So we'll just leave it at that.
I'm open to it. I'll let him do it.
We're almost at the security line, by the way.
Yeah, we might have to. I'll go first.
Well, why don't we just unplug for now, and okay. we'll just unplug. And you guys carry on for a few minutes anyway while we get scrutinized.
Okay, well, best of luck, and if we don't hear from you again, then we'll start theorizing why, and we'll get the bumper sticker machines warmed up. So while you're doing that,